I'm here with Yoshiko Nakamura, who's a senior media analyst from the Japan Broadcasting Corporation. I'm already losing my voice after having been speaking to her for the last hour, so I'm going to turn the tables and ask Yoshiko about the situation in Japan. I just want to know, Yoshiko, what are the main issues facing journalism and news organizations in Japan?
I think about 1 or 2 years, the media media crisis has happened or coming because of the deficit of income of newspaper companies and then commercial broadcasting companies, and then it is very strange status that in Japan we newspaper companies and big major commercial TV station, the same ownership has under the same company. So you say cross ownership is evidently exist in Japan. So these are their company are very big, and then they have more than 60 years or something like that continued to run the news and the newspaper company and the TV stations, and then they lost the money, so they don't invest their money to news or TV program. So we are very concerned very much about the future of the democracy or entertainment, anything. We have there are a few big companies who have both of television and newspaper, and then they are going to decline their power or
sustainability.
Yes, that is a very big issue. Then NHK, it is the public service broadcasting in Japan, and we are funded by the license fee. We say reception fee, because we have the people who watch and listen to NHK's broadcasting will blankly pay for the money directly to NHK. So we say it's a reception fee, not license. Yeah, and then, so maybe many people envy NHK's status because we are funded
state funding.
Yes. So, yeah.